Indiana is home to the world's only healthy breast tissue bank. Nearly 5,000 women have donated tissue to aid in comparative research since 2007. Indiana Public Broadcasting and Side Effects Public Media's Jill Sheridan reports that for researchers, the findings have been eye-opening.
Anna Maria Storniolo says a primary goal in breast cancer research is to determine why one woman develops breast cancer and not another. The Healthy Tissue Bank is helping figure that out.
The breasts are different from the very beginning. So they're developing different breast cancers because they have different breast cells from the very start, and no one knew that before.
The Susan G. Komen Tissue Bank at the IU Simon Cancer Center is celebrating 10 years of collecting normal tissue. Storniolo is the executive director of the bank. She's also a scientist and one of its founders. She says she had the idea to ask women to donate breast tissue for research.
I asked 20 or 25 random ladies that I did not know. Okay, you don't know me. This is what I'm thinking about doing. This is who I am.
The impromptu poll set the stage.
With the exception of one person, I think, everybody looked at me and said, of course we would. Why wouldn't we? And that was really the spark.
All the logistics fell into place and women started showing up for collection events. Storniolo says women at these events have said this is one of the most important things they've ever done.
They can be physically a part of it. You can write a check, but this is something that you can do to help. At the end of the day, Hoosiers are going to be able to say, we helped.
In the search for a cure, nearly 5,000 women have donated tissue, and more than 10,000 have donated DNA and blood. Some of these women recently attended a 10-year celebration event. Deirdre Lindsay was volunteering for the bank at a donation event when she became a donor herself.
I was receiving questions about, does it hurt? What can I expect afterwards? And I had the form that gave me all of the things to say, but I thought it would be way more impactful if I donated. So when people asked me that question, I'd be able to answer them as someone who had experience as a donor.
Lindsay hopes the diversity of the donations grows.
We need to get the word out and get more minority women donating their breast tissue and participating in clinical trials so that we can find a cure for a disease that impacts us in the way that it does.
That's in part because, as Storniolo points out, the racial differences in breast tissue have been one of the bank's major findings.
We know now that there are certain kinds of breast cancer that are more common in certain races.
African American women are less likely to develop breast cancer, but more likely to die from it. Storniolo says scientists used to believe this was related to disparities in healthcare, but the research shows otherwise.
And the reason is they develop a different kind of breast cancer that's much, much more aggressive.
She says besides the biopsied tissue, the bank uses other data.
You're not looking at this sample in a vacuum. You're looking at it with a whole lot of information.
Information like a donor's background, medical history, genetic profile and behavior. Information that's being shared with researchers around the world. To date, more than 70 scientists have used samples from the bank. And since the Komen Tissue Bank is now celebrating a decade, there have been a handful of women who have donated before and after cancer. Lisa Miller is one of them. When she was approached to donate again after her diagnosis, she didn't hesitate.
I said, you take whatever it is that you need, because I have daughters. This research is going to benefit them more than it is me. Absolutely.
The Komen Tissue Bank is planning a longitudinal study to follow up with past donors' breast health. There are also plans to expand collection events and include a more robust ethnic mix. For Indiana Public Broadcasting and Side Effects Public Media, I'm Jill Sheridan.